Hi guys and welcome. I'm Richard from Veg Grab Podcast and this is episode 72. It's the 11th of July 2016 and I'm going to title this the Summer Roundup, not the weed killer type. Coming up today I'm going to give you a few updates on the allotment and at home and what's going on there. In fact, at home you may have seen a photo or something on Instagram, which I will talk about when that comes up. And then I'm going to talk a bit about what I call the summer roundup, which is basically just what the growing years, this growing year has done and what I'm learning going forward. You know, I count the growing years starting in September personally, because that's when the garlic goes in. So this is a sort of time of year that I like to start thinking about it, thinking about going forward. So yeah, so please do keep listening and let me know what you think at the end. So the allotment, I went down there yesterday in absolutely crap weather. It was not nice. I planned to tackle all the weeds because they're growing like mad, but it just felt too wet to do it. So instead I picked some more of the garlic, and now I put the next two rows. That's the early purple white and the Velado white. And they've done okay. You know, they're decent enough size bulbs. I'm going to be saving one of the largest, or the largest bulb out of each variety to grow again next year. But yeah, and in fact, I've been down the allotment this evening actually, and all the rest of the garlic is looking like it needs to come up as well. So I'll be doing that in the next few days. In fact, the onions as well, I've harvested some more onions, but looking at them, they're all going to have to come up as well. They're ready. They've swelled quite nicely recently, actually, so they're definitely going to be ready. And in fact, the shallots as well, they're going to be ready, and just got to pick them up, get them out, they'll be done. Cage over where the garlic used to be, which is going to be the brassica bed next, I've built a cage out of bamboo using these little plastic clips that I've had lying around. They came free in a magazine, and I haven't used them because I've always felt I could build better, but I had them there. I needed to test them out and see if I needed to build or what have you. And they're okay, but I can definitely build better. I feel they're a bit slimsy, but that's down to the canes as well, and not just the fixings themselves. But they'll do for the time being. I can probably get some Brussels sprouts and stuff into the soil now, ready to go. So it's not all bad. Sorry, I just hit my cup against the microphone there. You may remember when I planted some potatoes, I talked about these new pots I've got. Well, I actually harvested some out of this pot. Now, these are the Home Guard variety, one of my favourite. And these pots, basically, you've got an outer shell and an inner shell. And the inner shell, you lift up and you can see what's growing on around the roots. So I've lifted it up and I've picked out some potatoes. This will be on a video that will be released this week. And what I've also done is brought a set of scales so I can just weigh how much I've got. So I've done that, and I had a pound of potatoes. But the plants were still good, so I've put them back into the compost and what have you, and we'll see how they grow, actually. They're looking pretty good, though, I will admit. A pound of potatoes, probably enough for one meal for me and my wife. These potatoes weren't huge, but they're adequate. But we'll see if we get a second harvest out of those. So it's not all bad. Now, yesterday when I went there, I had planned on streaming, but because it was just too wet, so I couldn't do it. So I'd done that today, actually, when I was down there. I decided I was going to have a tidy of the shed. what I basically done was I emptied everything, rearranged some of the shelves, and then started looking in there and, seeing what was what. I threw some stuff out and set it all back in with stuff on the shelves and trying to use the space a bit more adequately. There's still no room in there. I've got far too much stuff in there. The shed's too small. But then the shelving doesn't go up that high. So if I can get the shelving up higher, I think it's going to solve a lot of problems. Okay, so let's head to home now. Now, as I said, I put a picture out on Instagram. And again, you'll see this on the video. What I found, and I've lost a cucumelon plant to this now, my only one, and I lost my courgette plant a while back now. When I let the chickens out in the evening, they like to scratch, and they scratch around, and they dig up plants. So we're digging up sweet potatoes and foraging. And as I said, I lost my cucumelon and a courgette plant. So I was a bit like, before I planted more plants out, I was a bit sort of, well, what can I do to stop this? So what I decided to do, I got some flower pots and just cut the bottom off. And then I sunk those into the soil about an inch, filled them with compost and planted into that. Now I'd done that with a couple of cucumbers and a couple of pumpkins at first. And that seemed to work really well, actually. They scratched around. The pots were too small for them to get in and scratch, so they tried nibbling the leaves, but they didn't. They just left them. I thought, great, okay, so I'm on to a winner here. Next day, I planted a few more pots and planted some chili plants into them, and I actually let the chickens out for quite a while this time. When I went back later that evening to check on them, they had basically stripped all the leaves off the chili plants, left the others alone, but the chili plants, no leaves. So I've now had to put some metal cage wiring around these chili plants, and hopefully they'll grow back. I think they will. And that does seem to have stopped them from eating onto those. So we'll see how it goes. I'm going to plant some more stuff out this evening, and we'll see if this actually experiment carries on. But it's quite interesting, actually, on the way of how to try and stop them. As much as I adore my chickens, and they're very friendly and great, they are annoying when they do that. I had a bit of a tidy up in the greenhouse because that was just a jungle, as no doubt you saw in last week's video. It's just a complete and utter. The tomatoes are just growing all over the place, and they haven't just grown vertical, they've gone left, right, everywhere. And so I had to tie them back into place so I can actually get in there. Got quite a few tomatoes growing, actually, but none ripe just yet. Now, one other thing I'm trying to experiment on is we've had a seagull nested in or on our chimney up on the roof of our house. And when I've been out there, it's been dive bombing me. Now, they won't go near me when I'm with the chickens, so it's obviously afraid of the chickens. But my neighbour actually said she walked down the road and they were dive bombing her. So I've stuck an arrow out there to try and scare them off. It's just a little ornament owl. We'll see how it does. But actually, I have to admit, it does seem to be working. I haven't seen the seagull up there since I've done it. Okay, so let's get on with this summer roundup. As I said, it's going to be a bit of a going over what I've done in the past, this past growing year, and going forward, what I've learned, and going forward, my mistakes and stuff. As I said, garlic, they seem to have done very well, actually, especially in this well-rotted horse manure bed. reasonable returns, reasonable results, and I'm keeping one bulb of each to grow for next year. I think this is going to provide me with enough garlic, actually, to be self-sufficient in garlic. I certainly hope so. If not, I will be saving more bulbs from next year to try and grow more the following year. Now, the onions, a slightly different story. As I said, I've grown two beds of them. It wasn't a completely scientific experiment, but... in fact, I've done three beds of them because I've grown some at home as well. But the two down the allotment, I had one with the Wilkinson type and the other with from Saturn Seeds, if I remember right. Well, the Wilkinson's one's definitely done a lot better. And the ones that are coming out now are getting bigger and bigger. So, they're definitely better in this experiment. I'll be repeating this experiment next year, but a bit more fairly, shall we say. I'm considering sowing some onion seeds in the next couple of weeks in order to grow a set to plant out for next year. Which might work out cheaper. Now, I found a lot of my squashes did die, my melons and things, because of rotting at the base of a stem. A bit of research, and I found that's because they were basically getting too wet and didn't like the wet. So the ones I've got now are staying upright and doing quite well. So we'll see how they get on. Got quite a few things to do on that front, but we'll see. I found staking them has seemed to help. And that's the same for the cucumbers as well, which similar family. Tomatoes, I grew too many. Crimson Crush are growing outside and they seem okay. A little late this year. But I think half the trouble is that I've got a tree in the garden that's blocking light into the veg patch. It's a sycamore. It does absolutely nothing, so it is going in the winter. But yeah, the tomatoes, Crimson Crush, they're growing quite happily. The ones in the greenhouse are growing like mad, and I should soon be picking tomatoes. Peppers, chilli and otherwise. Chilli peppers, it's been a bit of a trying year this year. The only one that seems to have done quite well are the ones for the competition. I've got three of those that are growing reasonably well. And the cayenne. So they're growing outside and down the allotment and places. So it's not a complete loss on the chilli fronts. But we'll see how the harvests go. And a lot of that was just down to the seeds I sown didn't germinate. I am not sure why. Probably old seed, but I'll sow different and more next year. But sweet peppers, again, they germinated, but as soon as I planted them out, they seemed to die off. So I brought a plant so I can get some peppers, and I think I've still got a couple left in the greenhouse, and we'll see how they get on as well. The beds are definitely staying moist, that's both at home and at the allotment, with the such a thick mulch of horse manure. Weeds are coming through, but not as bad as what I thought they might do. But yeah, it's working. I'll definitely be getting more well-rotted horse manure in during the winter and loading those beds up again and continuing this on for the next... Well, for until I find a different way of doing it, really. Seed sowing, I need to be a lot more organised with that. I've learned that because I could be sowing seeds almost daily, ready to go. And then it actually getting them potted on and potted on and potted on instead of just leaving them. Which is basically why I think a lot of my plants are dying out. And for example, at the moment, I'm getting gaps come up that could be filled with food, which is not good at all. If you want to try and make the most of the space, which tallies on with the project, Eat What I Grow. Excuse me. So, looking forward now into, you know, I'm going to start soon sitting down and working out next year what I want to grow, what seeds I'm going to have to buy in, and what seeds I have. So, I'm going to have to sort out the seed box that I currently have and work out what I need to buy. I'm also going to need to get a lot better with feeding, really. I tend to water quite reasonably often. I could do it a bit more, if I'm honest, but feeding I'm not as good at. I'm not as hot on that. So partly because I try and rush even the watering, just get it done. So I'm going to spend a bit more time and diligence in doing that. Compost. Since adding the chicken manure, my compost has been amazing. I'm using the stuff up as a potting media, and it is just growing like mad. It's growing really well. And it produces, with the chicken manure, it just produces so quickly. It is amazing how fast. And of course, all that manure is going to be on the beds. All that compost is on the beds and things like that. Okay, so I'm going to start wrapping up for today. Don't forget, last week I launched a competition. It runs till the 1st of August, so there's still 2 or 3 weeks left. All you got to do is answer the question. I'm going to a chili festival in August. Where is it? You know, it's... I give a bit of a clue. It's local to me. And I talk about it quite often because I often go. So, yeah, that I've had a couple of people email me with their answers, and a couple have got it right. So, if you want to win it, get in there quick. Don't forget, on the members' side of the website, there is also that there. There is also a competition going on there. So if you want to enter that, crack on and get onto the website. And as always, please do go visit the website, thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk. You can keep updated with my blog posts and what I'm doing. In fact, yesterday I wrote one about mint. You'll see all my Instagram pictures. You get sent on a little box up there, and there's of course the forum where I can try to get more and more people socialising. So please do go along and see what you mean. I mean, if you're listening to this, you're obviously interested in growing fruit and vegetables and your own food. Let's try and get the community growing and sharing that information and letting more people know it's okay, I do it. That's what I really want. Okay, so later on in the week, there will be a video coming out of just this week's last few jobs I've done in this week. So please do go and have a look and keep an eye out for that. So I'm Richard from Veg Grower Podcast, and I'll speak to you again next week.